You know, voters have a right to expect that their elected officials are going to follow, you know, the highest ethical standards. Being charged by prosecutors, admitting to a plea deal, that's not the highest ethical standards. And so it's both disappointing and disturbing. It's disappointing to everybody who expects more from their elected officials. And it's disturbing because we need to get past this corruption that's been plaguing City Hall.
He's not the first person in from this building who's going to be pleading guilty. Your thoughts on what needs to be done to improve the impression here?
Well, I've said all along several things. First of all, there's not a quick solution to regaining public trust. There just isn't. It takes time to rebuild that public trust. And we knew a year ago when I became chairman that there were going to be some more bumps in the road, and we know there are going to be some more bumps because there are continuing investigations. I don't know where those investigations are going to go, but so we know that. And, you know, it's hard, and it takes time to rebuild trust. A second point, though, that I made is that while there's no excuse for a corrupt elected official, in the end, the voters have a responsibility for accurately assessing the candidates and making good choices. Because I know there's people are going to say we need to look at the law, and yes, there are things we can do with regard to the law. The law is pretty clear. You know, you cannot accept a bribe, so it's not like revising the law is going to prevent these situations. In the end, it's about the moral standards of the person who fills the office. It's about his or her sense of morality, their sense of ethics, and the voters need to hold us accountable to that.
We were speaking with residents, with voters this morning before we came here, and quite frankly, the vast majority were like frustrated, fed up. They feel like there's a culture of corruption, you know, in the walls of the Wilson Building. As chairman of this council, what would you say to the voters this afternoon, this morning, to kind of calm their nerves or let them know that things will be okay?
I would say that on the one hand, I understand exactly and I share their frustration. On the other hand, we're working through this. We are. We've seen so far where the process has resulted in three members of the council taking plea deals and leaving office. In the case of Michael Brown, as you know, the voters did not reelect him last fall. But we're working through this, and I share their frustration, and I ask that they be patient and also that they continue to hold us to high standards.
Okay, thank you.